Hello and welcome to the Print Pod, our daily podcast on the important news of the day. My name is Keshav Padmanabhan, and I'm going to tell you about what China said in response to India backing the Philippines. China on Tuesday said that third parties have no right to interfere whatsoever in the ongoing territorial disputes in the South China Sea after India supported the Philippines in upholding its sovereignty. During a regular press briefing, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Jian said maritime disputes are issues between the countries concerned. We urge relevant parties to squarely face the facts and truth on the South China Sea issue and respect China's territorial sovereignty and maritime rights and interests and the efforts of regional countries to keep the South China Sea peaceful and stable, added Lin. The remarks came after India's External Affairs Minister Subramaniam Jaishankar, during a visit to Manila, firmly backed the Philippines in upholding its sovereignty amid tensions in the South China Sea, adding that the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea was particularly important as the constitution of the seas. All parties must adhere to it in its entirety, both in letter and in spirit, Jaishankar said during a joint press conference with his Philippine counterpart, Enrique Manalo, on Tuesday. This statement came a week after the Chinese Coast Guard attacked the Philippines' naval supply boat while the latter was trying to reach the Second Thomas Shoal, located in the Spratly Islands. Both Beijing and Manila claimed the shoal. The incident led to Beijing lodging a serious representation with the Philippine government on the illegal resupply to the disputed shoal, claiming that it was an attempt to occupy the disputed territory. Apart from meeting with the Secretary of Foreign Affairs and calling on the Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., Jaishankar also met with Manila's Secretary of National Defense, Gilbert Teodoro, the country's defense minister, and its national security advisor. Jaishankar discussed a strengthening of the defense partnership between Manila and New Delhi during the meeting with Teodoro. In a post on the social media platform X, Jaishankar added that India and the Philippines share many convergences in the Indo-Pacific region. Discussed strengthening our defense partnership, reflecting our shared interests and many convergences in the Indo-Pacific. Look forward to enhancing capabilities, intensifying exchanges and closer contacts, Jaishankar said in the post. In 2022, India and the Philippines signed a $375 million agreement on the sale of BrahMos supersonic cruise missiles, New Delhi's first export order of the defense system. The delivery of the BrahMos systems from India to the Philippines is expected to begin this year. Jaishankar also discussed the contemporary challenges and advancement of technologies with the Philippine Secretary of Information and Communications Technology, Ivan John Oy. Thank you for tuning in. For more from The Print, become a subscriber at theprint.in/subscribe. I'm Keshav Padmanabhan in New Delhi. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.